Hello, my name is Hector, calling you from Opinion Research. This evening we are conducting a public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinion. Do you, hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, perfect. Anyone in your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper or advertising agency, a media organization,
no,
or work for the government?
No.
Okay, understood. Well, thank you so much for letting me know that. And well, in this case, as you may know, very few people actually vote in the primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describe how you will vote in the primary election for the United States Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local office on of Monroe County, like county commissions, on this Tuesday, August.
I'm not at a point where I could give you answers to that because I have not yet studied those people who are a local who are running for office for A, B, C reason or whatever. Okay.
Okay,
so
but
I have not
made
up my mind.
Okay, no, that's not a problem. But let me ask you this: so, but you don't know if you're going to vote. You're definitely going to vote, or most likely you're
going
to
vote.
Vote.
Yeah, I'm going to vote. I just have to do some research before I make up my mind on who I'm voting for.
Oh, that's good to hear, and actually,
yep,
that's a valid point. And actually, I totally understand you. And let me ask you this: with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, undefined, third party?
Democrat.
Democrat? Okay,
yeah.
Awesome. And what is your main racial background? It's Asian American, Asian, African American, or Black?
It's basically a white American.
White America. Okay, good question. Awesome. Thank you so much. And what is your age, ma'am? Between 18 and 45?
Take a guess. No.
Actually, I'm really bad guessing.
I'm in my 70s or 80s, one or the other, and I would have to stop and think about it to figure out which.
Oh, okay. Not a problem. So
just
let me leave that
in
for you.
No, and I
totally understand you. That's not a problem, okay? And let me ask you this. Generally speaking, would you say things in Monroe County right now are getting on the right direction or is going on the wrong direction?
Wait, who is going on the right or wrong direction?
Well, the things here in Monroe County.
The who in Monroe County?
Yeah, Monroe County.
Well, I mean, the okay.
Oh, no, if you think that right now the things, do you think that it's going on the right direction or it's going on the wrong direction in general?
Do I think that things in my where I live are going in the right or wrong direction?
That's right.
I don't know because nobody's voted yet.
Oh no, but I'm talking right now.
I think we're all doing pretty well.
Pretty well?
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. That's good to hear. And from the following list, which issue should you local, in this case, which of the following issues do you think that the office in Monroe County is going to need to focus most for you and your family? The inflation of the gas, protecting the environment, the taxes, overdevelopment, affordable housing, crime and public safety, illegal immigration, property issue costs, hurricane, traffic and congestion, or you don't know?
You know, we're pretty well taken care of on almost all of that stuff. Some of the very first, say, three or four things that you said, I guess you could repeat those. That I might find something in there.
Okay, let me read you once again and let me know which one is the most important to you, okay? So
okay,
inflation,
sure.
Okay, inflation and the cost of the grocery and the gas, protecting the environment, the taxes.
I think protecting the environment is an extremely important thing for us to be doing.
Okay, understood. And well, in this case, ma'am, I'm going to read you some names of public officials in Monroe County and across the county. And will you let me know if you're very favor? If you're like or you dislike this person?
Or if I even know who they are.
Oh, if you don't know, so don't worry about that. You can tell me that you don't know him. Not a problem.
Okay.
The first one is Donald Trump.
Disgusting.
Okay, awesome. And, well, Holy Mariel Rasheen?
Rasheen. I'm not familiar Rasheen. With that person, so I couldn't tell you.
Oh, not a problem then.
Made any decision, yeah.
Okay, and Melissa Tomei?
I don't know her either. What's she running for?
Okay, not a problem. And what about Ron DeSantis?
Ron DeSantis. No, I'm not in favor of him.
Not in favor? Okay, not a problem. And Joe Biden?
Absolutely adore him.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And Rick Ramsey?
Rick, I am not familiar with him.
Okay, not a problem. And Paul Wunderlich?
Never heard of him.
Never heard? Not a problem. And, well, perfect. So, and thinking ahead, if the primary election for Monroe County Commission, let me give you the following question. Thinking about the primary election for Monroe County Commission, so if you're vote today, so for which of the following candidates so you will vote? The Holy Mariel Rasheen, a Republican candidate, and Melissa Tomei, a Republican candidate?
No.
Paul Wunderlich, a Republican candidate, or on the side?
I have not heard of these people.
Oh, you never heard for these people? Okay, awesome. Not a problem then. And, well, in this case, if you're vote today, so for which of these candidates you will be vote? Once again, Holy Mariel, Rachel?
I have not heard enough about them to make a decision.
Not a problem. I totally understand that. So let me move on with the next question.
Sure.
So as you may have noticed, the upcoming election for Monroe County Commission has three Republicans running against one of another. And, well, in this case, there will be no B Democrat on the ballot. No Democrat decided to run in this race, actually.
Good grief.
Yeah. So that's kind of one. Three Republicans will win the election. Which come closer to your review in this case? I could never vote for a Republican candidate. I will probably vote for one of the three Republican candidates, depending on which one is like better. And, well, do you refuse to vote for a Republican?
I don't refuse to vote for a Republican, but I will hear what each one of them has to say, and the one I think is best is the one I'll vote for.
Okay, perfect. So you probably vote for one of them. Okay, thank you so much for letting me know that. And do you approve or disapprove the job that you say that you don't know Holy Mariel Rasheen, right?
Who? Rasheen? No, I'm not familiar enough yet to make that decision.
Okay, perfect. Not a problem. And, well, in this case, all other things being equal, which of the following candidates will you be more likely to support in the you don't know anyone, right? But you say that you're going to vote for...
I just have been looking at the newspaper recently and getting some ideas about what's going on. But
and
there are a couple of people that I know I would never vote for. But other than that, I have not, at this point, gone into it enough to make a decision.
Not a problem. But thinking about this election, because you already know that it's going to be just three candidates, not Democrat, just Republican. So you will think that you will vote against...
Republican?
Yeah.
I probably will skip it.
Oh, okay. Not a problem. And do you think Monroe County is growing right now and developing too fast, too slowly, about right, or you refuse to answer?
Well, my answer has to be that I think we need better people in office so that we are doing the right things. And I don't think, I'm not real pleased with a lot of the people that are running, so.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, that's about all I can tell you.
Okay, no, not a problem. I totally understand you, and so let me leave that information here in my system. Just 1 second. Thank you so much. By the way, thank you so much for helping me with this. And well, in this case, which of the following is more important to you when you decide to give your vote from the election of the Monroe County Commission? A candidate position on making Monroe County more affordable, lowering taxes, and fighting crime? A candidate position on a future development in Monroe County, or you don't know?
I like the getting rid of crime thing.
The crime?
Yeah, getting rid of, yeah, working to get rid of any crime.
Okay, awesome. And right now, do you favor or oppose a plan to bring a Publix grocery store to Tavernier along with the 86 unit of workforce housing?
I'm so far away from that that it would never affect me, and so I'm, you know, it doesn't matter to me. The people who live in that area are the ones who should get up and say what they think.
Okay, no, not a problem. I totally understand you, and thank you so much for letting me know that. And, well, in this case also, as you may know, Monroe County has taken up a major infrastructure project to reduce flooding and replace a thermal star helicopter, which in this case, well, you say that you're not close in this case for these areas, right?
Right. Yeah. If they're farther up on the keys, I live at the very end of the chain, so if they're 50 miles away from me, I don't have any interaction with them, so I have nothing to add to that.
Okay, not a problem. I totally understand you. And well, in this case, just give me 1 second. Perfect. And now, taking into account everything you just heard, if the primary election for Monroe County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for which one do you vote? But you say that you don't know any of the Republican candidates, right?
Yeah, I would not be voting Republican.
Okay,
not
a perfect, perfect. And well, in this case, perfect. And I will, in this case, be asking a few short the Democrat questions before we finish our classification purpose only. So, how long have you lived in Monroe County right now? 5 years or less?
Oh, more.
Between 6 and 8.
Yeah, Mondo, how long have we lived in this area? Yeah. 47 years we've been here.
Oh, wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, but I live at the very bottom of the heap. I'm in Key West, so.
Okay, okay, understood. And, well, in this case, if you
somebody
were to...
Somebody just said Ron DeSantis, and you can just scratch my name off. Ron DeSantis any day of the week. Miserable creature.
Oh, not a problem. I totally understand you. And if you were to label yourself, would you say that you are a liberal, moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
Moderate.
I think.
And well, perfect. And what is the last grade of formal education do you have complete? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, college?
More than that. Some college. Some college.
Okay. Well, perfect. So that's everything. You answered all the questions, and I really appreciate that. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me, and I hope you have an amazing day.
Well, thank you, and thank you for doing what you're doing, because it's we need to get people excited about and so they start looking and reading about what these people are doing and who is really the one they want. So
no, that's really that's
you
true.
I thank you for what you're doing.
Oh, and thank you so much for answering all the questions. Okay, so I know that you're probably very busy doing something, but thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Hope you have a great day.
You too. Bye bye.
Bye bye.